News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Well, the good news continues. While we're coming to terms with petrol prices and diesel prices soaring, more prices are going up because for the fourth year in a row, customers of AIR, Sky, 3 and Vodafone are going to see an increase in the price of TV, broadband and phone services. Dara Cassidy is Cassandra in this piece. He's head of communications at bonkers.ie. Dara, bring us the bad news.
Good morning, Anton. Yes, no good news, unfortunately, if you are, as you've said, a customer of Three, Vodafone and AIR. For what is now the 4th April in a row, you're going to see the price of most of your services go up by another 3 or 4 euro a month. In some cases, it may be a little bit more. So you could be looking at paying an extra maybe 40 to 60 euro a year for your broadband TV, and your mobile might be going up as well. And that's because these providers now, Three, Vodafone and AIR, every April, they've all started copying each other and introducing these annual price adjustments or automatic price adjustments where people's bills go up every single April. It was a little bit controversial, I would argue, at first, because I think it does, the way they are doing it, amount to price signalling. But I have to say the CCP did look into it and didn't have a problem. So I have to reiterate that. But if you're a listener, and there's loads of them out there, I mean, these are three big companies, you're going to be hit with another price hike over the coming days, unfortunately.
And to what extent is that them exploiting customer inertia? Because I assume, like a lot of markets, they would know that once a customer's with them 2 or 3 years, they can gradually and incrementally notch the prices up and the customer will just live with it.
There's probably an element of that, but I mean, at bonkers.ie, I'd always be encouraging people to switch and save. Every market has a certain amount of inertia, whether it's, you know, broadband or energy or health insurance. Some have more than others, like maybe the mortgage market. But with the broadband sector, it is quite surprising when you look at the people who have switched. It is actually relatively high. Anywhere from maybe 15 to a third of people will say they'll have switched over the past few years. And with the rollout of the national broadband plan, and companies like Virgin Media, for example, are constantly upgrading their network, there is more choice out there than ever before, because sometimes what people say is, well, you know, I'm kind of stuck with one provider. I don't even have fibre in my home. I would say to people, if maybe you looked at switching 2 or 3 years ago and just felt that there was nothing there, do look again, because you might be surprised at the options that are out there for you. And there are some big savings. Just very quickly, Anton, I mean, you could save 50 or 60 euro a month on your broadband and TV if you were to look at switching today, which could save you maybe 720 euro over the course of the year.
For the same service?
For the exact same service, maybe you might get slightly different TV channels, but most of us aren't even watching TV these days. We're watching streaming services. And to put that 720 euro into context, because obviously there's been a lot of focus on the price of petrol and diesel, which I absolutely understand, but saving 720 euro, having that in your back pocket, is like getting a 60 cent cut in the price of petrol and diesel. Or another way of looking at it, it's getting free petrol and diesel for maybe 4 or 5 months. So it's not an insignificant amount of money. And if inflation begins to creep up again over the coming months, which there is a big fear that that is going to happen, switching on our bills, whether it's energy, broadband, you know, home insurance, car insurance, it really is a great way to combat rising inflation.
Dara, fair play for finding a silver lining to attach to the cloud. That is Dara Cassidy, who is head of communications at bonkers.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.